This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance today meeting that is a member of an agency of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any responsive businesses for the first time? And Mark, I know you're in here, and that's fine. Anybody else? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of an agency or any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any responsive business for a second time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness. This representation, posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of an agency of any law enforcement agency or public agencies of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any responsive business for a third time?
Carolyn, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Carolyn. Anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territory of the United States or the municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. If they subsequently show up as a federal witness, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Okay. Thank you all for showing up today. I changed the meeting around, whatever, because there's been a lot of stuff coming out and people saying things and whatever, and we got to get it under control. And before we fully get into the meeting, Keith, if we can hear you, do you want to go ahead and say a prayer for us all?
Yes, I'd be honored. Abba Father, we ask you, Lord, to first of all know how grateful we are for all you do for us and all you've done for us, Lord, and you're continuing to do for us. We just want to come to you in gratitude and love, and Lord, we just ask you right now to bless our meeting, Lord. Help us to have understanding and clarity in us moving forward in what we are doing in reestablishing the structure that you created through our founding fathers. We love you, Father, and we're grateful so much for your mercy and your grace, even Yahshua. And we say these things in Yahshua's name. So be it.
Thank you, Keith. Okay, I'm going to share my screen because I want to go over a few things so that you guys okay. Can you see my screen right now?
Yes.
Okay. What I wanted to make sure everybody realizes is this is the link that I've been sending out on the emails for the deal. This link is live, meaning that anything that I put in these in this list for you guys is live. And what's going to happen is, even like this meeting, within an hour after the meeting, it's going to go in one of, it's basically right now, like if I go to Union State, now you go meetings 2025-10-5, that's today. That deal, that recording will drop in here within an hour. If you don't want to wait for my email to tell you that it's here, whatever, if you just go look here, you'll be able to see it and be able to play it. And I'm going to give you a little example of what I'm talking about. Hang on here. This is the actual file server, okay? If I go in here to files, and I'll go to that same directory, okay? And I'm going to go up here, I'm going to upload a file, okay? And I'm taking this test file, and I'm going to drop it in here. If I go back to here, right, and I refresh the screen, you'll see that file's there. That's how live it is. So as I'm doing this, I'm going to be working out of this directory here, this structure of what the meeting is. And if you want to follow along with me, you can do the same thing. You know, it's basically, like I said, this is live. And as soon as I drop a file into that directory structure, you guys can get it, okay? So basically, this one here just says this is a live upload, meaning I just uploaded it and you guys can see it, right? So this is how quick I'm trying to get information to you guys, and as quick as I can do it, okay? This meeting, if you'll notice what I did, is right here where it says today's information. This is what I'm going to be talking about today, okay? So I'm working right out of the same directory that you guys can go look at. You can follow me, or you cannot if you don't want to, you know, like click on the links and see what's in here. One of the things is in here, where I'm going to start, is this one here. This is the agenda for the meeting that Sue and them put on. And what I want to talk about is this first section right here. It's being said over and over again. And the deal is there's been so much of this stuff actually being said in the other meetings that we need to stop. Okay, because we don't know if they're infiltrators or provocateurs or whatever, because these things are happening, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to here, and I'm going to start off with this first piece here. Inside there's a recording. You'll see this one here where it says, Sioux State Meeting. If I click on it, you can actually just play it, right? So I'm going to be talking about this two and a half hour meeting, and 2 hours of it is about me, okay, and about stuff that's being said. One of the things that was said in that meeting that I wasn't vetted. You read this little part here that I got highlighted. This was an email. If you can see, this is an email right here from Anna, okay? So Anna sent me an email, and basically what this says, I'll read it to you, said, it is my understanding that Rocky stepped forward to assist as a co-coordinator. He has been vetted, okay, and so accepted as coordinator of Nevada. But one of the things that's said in that video that I was not vetted, okay? So if we go back to, not that one. We go back to the agenda, this one here. The first part of this says an attack on the coordinator, Anna or Terry. I would take that as an attack on Anna and the coordinator, because if we're saying that Anna doesn't have the right to vet somebody and say that somebody's vetted, then I would say somebody's attacking Anna. I would also say somebody's attacking the coordinator, saying they're not being vetted, right? So are we being, you know, infiltrated or being lied to or whatever you want to call it, you know what I'm saying? These things, you know, if you're going to say this is what we're assuming, that somebody's a provocateur or an infiltrator, that's one thing that is said. And again, you know, when these things are said in the meetings, you know, where is the oversight looking at these things and seeing that we're not, you know, false allegations and stuff are not said about people, right? So that's one of the things that I wanted to bring to people's attention. You need to start listening to what people are saying and actually come up and find, you know, do your research, find out what is the truth about what's going on and what's said. Okay, one of the other things that was said in that meeting, you know, went on for probably an hour and a half about me creating websites and email links and whatever, right? and that I was trying to take over the state, that kind of stuff, right? Well, this right here is the Peacekeeping Task Force strategy fourth session. This is the model county, basically what they're trying to build and what they want us all to do, right? And inside of this right here, we'll get to this one part here where it says that the assemblies and the sovereign government accounting and transport portal and our official government websites. Okay, so what in this session we talked about is all of the counties building their own websites and their union state websites. Now, when I read this, I didn't read all of this their material. Then we get into this part here, discussion of our assembly, some design ideals of our government website. We want to create a standard for all counties and our state to base theirs on. The logo ideals, some should have solid circles around it, displayed as maps in our county. Suggestion in our towns, mirror the townships, wording that can be included like soil jurisdiction government, soil jurisdiction government, county assembly, members of the union state assembly. That's where I wasn't reading the union state. I just read state. So that's the reason I did the website wrong at the beginning. So it has to have menu bars and ideals. The URLs that they suggest that we do is if you read these, basically even one of these in here, well, I guess it's not. But anyway, it says like here, the Colorado Assembly gov.land. Well, I created the Nevada Assembly gov.land, following what the model county was telling us to do, right? And then I also created the Clark County, which is the other ones in here. You look at this one about a county. So the Clark County gov.land. So I created those two based on this information, okay? So I was just following along with trying to do the model county, whatever, and building this. So if people want to say that I was trying to do something other than, you know, this, you know what I'm saying, and trying to find out what is the real reasons I did something or, you know, instead of looking at everything that we do as bad, right? It says the government websites live with correct content, schedules of General Assembly meetings, calendars, events, minutes posted on the website, okay? Now, going along with this document, which is in here, you guys can see it. I'm doing this live, so you guys can see, right? And again, you guys can click on these things and do it. Okay, this is the design that they gave me. Okay, you see what the design looks like? They said they want it. If you read all through this, you guys can read it. It states on what we should do and what the website should look like. Okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a snapshot of the county one that I created, right? So which one is it? This one here. Now, if you look at it, doesn't it look alike? Doesn't it look just like what they told me to do? So I created a website for the county. This is the county one, right? That has the stuff. It has a calendar on it. It has all of the stuff that they talked about in that document. And then if I go back, the Union State website, guess what? Looks the same. So basically, I was following the model county, trying to, you know, follow along with it, trying to keep us up to what the model county should have been doing. So anybody saying anything other than that, then they, if we go back to this meeting, not this one, sorry about that. We go back to here. One of them says, attack on the progress made so far. Divide us and conquer us. Accuse others of what they're doing themselves. If you read through these things right here and try to look at what the attacks are, you'll see that the attacks are trying to stop our progress, you know, attacking the coordinators in ANA, you know, attack any progress that we do. All we're doing, all of us, is trying to build an assembly, trying to get everything up and running, and we should all be working together. You know, and there's many times I tell you guys, if you want to work on the State of the Union, you know, go up there, go to the Sue's meetings and get in there and help her build the four pillars and the stuff that we need to get done to get the state up and running. And this stuff we need to stop. We need to stop attacking each other. We need to stop doing. So if you guys want to listen to this meeting, it's 2.5 hours long. I can tell you 2 hours of it is mostly about me and stuff that I've done and stuff that they say that I should or should not be doing. Okay. This recording here. Okay. Before I go any farther, does anybody want to say anything about what I've said so far? Anybody have any questions or, I mean, you can ask me any question you want. If you think that I have done something wrong or something, you know, please bring it out. Go ahead.
What meeting was this? Was it a county meeting or was it a state meeting that this was occurring at?
You read the thing here. It says 2025-9-27, the meeting with Sue. That's a state meeting.
Okay, I'm on my phone, so I can't.
Okay, so you can, I can read it to you. But anyway, it was their Wednesday meeting on the 27th. Basically, it went 2.5 hours long. And like I said, 2 hours of it was mostly talking about me and things that we're doing up here or in the assemblies. You like to cart them.
Rocky, can I join in real quick?
Go ahead.
So my opinion is that today, right now, you're showing facts and proof, and that should be the end of it. Let's not allow them to continue to do exactly what you're talking about in distracting us from what our goals are all together for the state, nation of Nevada. I suggest somehow that we just tune it out. We'll have people listening, and we can inform you. But after this, you're showing us 1,000% proof that they're just trying to stir up crap continuously. And it's still going on at nauseam, like we don't have enough other stuff to deal with. So for me, my view of this is, if I may, that this be the last time we hear from about Sue and her antics. If after you said these, and if people want to listen to her and go ahead and believe her, then that's their choice. But I think we should just stick to our moving forward, Rocky, and continuing to do this stuff, because I can hear the toll it's got to be taking on you, spending all of this time dealing with stuff from behind you instead of us pushing forward. So that's just my suggestion, that this be it. Enough with Sue, because we're all sick of hearing about her attacking you. It's flipping ridiculous. I yield.
Anybody else want to say something? I do want to add one other thing that you'll hear in the meeting. They talked about this seal in the left-hand corner here. Now, I didn't realize I was using the wrong seal on this one here because it's Union State. So if I can blow this up so you can see it. Let me see if I can. There you go. You'll now see that this seal says the Nevada Union State Land and Soil Jurisdiction. It did have the Nevada State Assembly here, you know, the logo, the seal. And when I heard that I had the wrong one on here, I corrected myself and I fixed it. So on the website now, you'll see this one, which is the one that should be on this website and not the Nevada one, okay? So, like, again, I can't fix things or can't correct things that I'm doing if I don't hear it or if somebody doesn't say, hey, Rocky, we shouldn't have the Nevada State one on this Union State website. And I would say, oh, yeah, you're right. So, and I would change it just like I did. I heard it in that meeting, so I changed it. Anyone want to stop right now because Jennifer's got her hand up. Jennifer?
Hi, Rocky. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Okay. I just wanted to say I mean, you can't really answer this, like, why they did this, but if they have an issue with you, if they see that you did something wrong, instead of calling you out on it in a meeting and bringing everybody to the meeting, can't they just kind of email you and say, hey, you know, I don't know if you noticed, but I see that the seal is wrong, rather than putting you out there, maybe like more to embarrass you. I feel that's not correct. I feel like the correct way is to maybe send you an email rather than humiliate you in front of everybody and say, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. So I don't know if there's like something maybe you could email back and say, hey, you know, it was a mistake. Possibly could you email me rather than make a meeting out of this? The whole huge deal. I don't think it's such a huge deal that we need to make a meeting out of it. But I yield.
Yeah, I've asked for communications back and forth between whatever, but the only communication I get is just more of this negative stuff, and I never get any positive, you know, or things that maybe we should do this way or do that or whatever, you know, some kind of a discussion. It should be a discussion. You know, I don't know how many oversight committees has already been created against me. Why isn't there oversight on this? I mean, this is, you know, if you read, I just read you the Bivens decisions. Let me read the first part of it. Very false witness, misrepresentation, posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden. They're posting that in the forums. You know what I'm saying? So they're doing exactly what they're saying I'm doing. And I have never bashed any of these people. Anyway, I'm going to stop right now. Michelle wants to say something. Go ahead, Michelle.
Thank you. I'm just a couple things. There's a big integrity issue, and I believe that. Well, Rocky. I know that you have tried and tried and tried to contact Sue, and I have tried. You know, because we were having a good relationship. I was trying to get her to talk with you, and when people refuse to communicate and try even to see the proof, I can put my head in the sand too and ignore, you know, everything. It doesn't mean that it's not true. Anything from Anna, and how long ago has this been, and is this still going on? You know, just like Keith said, this is just—it's just ridiculous, and it's taking up so much of our time with these attacks against you. And I'm just so sorry about it. I yield.
Let me give you a little bit of how I feel about the whole thing. You know, when they're talking about me, I think it's great because that means they know who I am and they know what we're doing. And you know, I don't know if they're scared of what we're doing or not. I mean, I hope they're not. I hope they're willing to, you know, to jump in what we're doing and help. But again, when people are talking about me, you know, to me, I thank the Lord that, you know, they have me in their mind. And even if it's good or bad, it's still good to me. So it doesn't affect me anyway in what I'm doing. It just, I doing this for a reason so that every one of you that are in this assembly, whatever, learn to do your own research, learn to ask your questions. There is no question that you can ask me or not ask me that I will not answer you truthfully, and I will give you evidence, just like I just did now. I will make sure that you see why I do things, and, you know, mostly I follow everything that Anna's doing or talks about. You know, I ask her all kinds of questions. You guys have questions. That's what a coordinator's for, is we go back to the Federation. We go to Anna. We ask the questions to make sure that as an assembly, we're doing the right things, right? And we're building our assemblies, you know, based on what the Federation and Anna, whatever, are telling us to do, right? So that's all we can do. And we need to all join together, you know, as brothers and sisters in this. You know, it's, this all should be fun and, you know, exciting. And, you know, it's, I don't know how to say anymore that we just need to do our research. We need to actually see what people are doing and make sure that we are doing the right things ourselves. And there's nothing wrong about calling somebody out. I said, call me out. If you think I'm doing something wrong, or you think that I represented something wrong, whatever, let me go research and figure it out that I did it wrong or not. And then I'll come back and I'll tell you what the truth is. I have no problem being wrong. I'm human, just like everybody else. And we're not perfect and we're going to make mistakes. And I've made plenty in my lifetime. You know what I mean? And I think everyone else here has too. So anyway, yeah,
Rocky, God bless you for all of your efforts. They're just trying to mute your efforts, man, and dullen the sharpness of your spear. And you know, it take time for you to go round and round and have to defend yourself. We all know and love you, man. I mean, we've all seen you. You know, we all have proper discernment. We all do. And all of us still 1,000,000% support you and are grateful for all of these efforts. At least you did actions and put something down that, okay, you had to correct it, but at least you did the action, the time, to try and continue to move us forward. And, you know, you recognized your incorrectness on that, the seal aspect, and changed it. So we love you, man. Just keep it up. I yield.
Yeah. Anybody else want to say something?
Rocky, this is Brian Borkhart. When were you formally vetted by Anna? What month and year and that sort of thing?
Well, if you look at this email, this was 5/30/2025, prior to that.
Okay.
All this information, like I said, I'm pulling this out of the same link that you guys can go to. So I'm doing, this is live as far as what's out there you guys can see. And what I'm showing you, I'm clicking on, like I said, in this directory, you can go back directories, you can go see past months of deals if you want to go look at them. But this is the 10-5, so I clicked on it. And today's information was what I'm talking about is here. This information I'm clicking on is already out there, and you guys can click on it and look at it. So this is live stuff. And like I said, you know, Anna said right here, you know, What brought this up that I wasn't vetted? Right now I'm talking to PKTF, or Joe, which is the head of PKTF, and they're trying to find a co-coordinator that will do border safety and border defense, okay? Sue and Doug and them says they had no interest in it, whatever, so he came to me. I told him, well, if we need that to stand up our state, I will do it. And he says, before you can get your state stood, you have to have somebody in this area. So I said, okay, then I'll do it, since nobody wants to step up and do it. Okay? So what Joe said is, because I don't have a Federation seal and a document that says I was vetted, and guess what? Sue doesn't have one either, because Joe told me. And if you don't have one of those, then he says you're probably not really vetted. Okay? So they're basing it off of that information of what Joe said. But again, is Joe right? Because Anna here says I was vetted, and so accepted, right, on the 5th of May, or the 30th of May. So who is right, who is wrong? I don't know. I don't know what the right way the Federation vets people or not vets people, or, you know, I'm just going by Anna, which is the highest ones up in the Federation, saying I was vetted, so I'm assuming I'm vetted, okay? That's all I can go by. That's all either any of you guys can go by. You can read this information and make your own discernment. Do you think I am or you don't think I am? I don't know. Now, Joe did say he's going to run me through the whole process of getting the seal and the certification, so that I would be recognized by all of the, like, the militias, the marshals, the all the law enforcement in the United States, that I would be recognized as a peacekeeping, somebody that's a border task force or border safety, they would recognize me as being fully vetted and everything. So I agreed to do that, and I'm working through that now of getting that vetting, okay? So, like I said, is anytime I know something, whatever, I'll correct it. I'll do what I need to do to make sure that we're in compliance with whatever, right? And I'm willing to go through that vetting, no problem. And it's just one more thing I need to do, or I should do. I don't know if I need to do it, but I should do it. And I am. Any more questions? Okay. I don't want to beat this, and I don't want to run this for a long time, but talking about this. I want this to be the last time we have to talk about anything like this. And we need to move forward in actually building our assembly. Now, a lot of people are talking about the money and all that kind of stuff. And you'll see in here, there's this meeting link that's right here. Okay, this meeting here.
You know what? That was
hang on a minute. Let me stop it. This is last Thursday's coordinator call. Anna was actually on it. I asked some questions in here. She did answer some questions about the banking and that kind of stuff. I'm not going to play it so you guys can hear it, but it's in here. You guys can go listen to it and get your information about what she says GFG is doing and what the banking and that kind of stuff. People are asking me, is it really real? Are we really going to get our money? I really do believe it's real. You know, it's last week, whatever, you know, GFG even sent us a letter letting us know that, you know, there's going to be more information coming out about the banking and all that, which is a positive thing that it is real. You know, we can assume it's real by that documentation and they're talking about it. We can also, by what Anna says in here, we can look at that and make our own discernments or whatever. Now, if you ask me when is it coming, whatever, I don't know. You know, it's like one of the things I tell people is if you read the Bible, whatever, it tells you that our Creator is going to be coming, you know, back into earth or whatever. Do we know when he's coming? No, we don't. We know he's coming. We believe he is, okay? You know, people that believe in the Bible and whatever will believe he is coming one day. You know, it's the same with this. I believe the money is coming. Do I know when? I don't know when. I'm hoping before the end of October or as soon as possible, you know what I'm saying? Because people need it, all of us. We really need that. You know, there's a lot of people that need it. I don't really need it myself. But when I hear people that are not, you know, that are hurting because of money, they may lose their house or whatever, that does hurt me. That affects me as far as, because I can't help them, you know what I'm saying? And this would be one thing is if this money was released, most of us here would be okay, you know what I'm saying? We would be able to do what we need. And again, as if we're here on this meeting and we're here instead of trying to build an assembly, you know, and we're just here for money, then you're really here for the wrong reasons. When I got started in this in 2021, there was no such thing as our inheritance or us getting money, anything. That happened in the last probably year and a half or two, okay, that they talked about GFG and to create your account. And all of a sudden it said that they're going to get money and all that. That's when all that did. I got into this to build an assembly, and I'm still here to build an assembly, okay? And I'm hoping everybody that's in this meeting or whoever listens to this recording is in this for the same reasons, because even if we get this money today, what does it de facto do if we don't stand up our government? They're going to take us from us. It's not going to mean anything at the point that we're going to have any control over what's going to happen to us because we don't have a government running. So we need to get this done, and I need everybody involved that can or is willing to be involved. I know people are working. I've had so many emails today that people wanted to be in this meeting, but they're working at 5. They're working at 6. And that's life. That's, you know, that's all of our issues is we need money. If we had the money, we would be able to help build this government and not worry about our lives on that end, right? And I agree with that. And anybody, even if you can help in the background and not really be in a meeting, whatever, listen to these things, you know, step up and help in some of the committees, because the committees are based on your time with the people that are in the committees. It's not having to be in every meeting. The meetings, I do the minutes and I do the you know, the recordings, whatever, so you can listen to it later and you can get information. You know, if there's any training we need to do, let me know. I'll get the training for you. But again, we have to move forward and have to get this government running. Otherwise, the de facto is going to just, we're going to be in worse shape than we are now. And that's the way I look at it. Does anybody want to say anything on this, on what we're talking about now? Nobody has any issues with money or on what we're really supposed to be doing here? You know, it's on these meetings, you guys can say whatever you want. Nobody's going to take anything wrong. You know, the deal is we need to work together. We need to do what we can to build this assembly. You know, it's like right now in Clark County, we need people in oversight, and we need a budsman for there and the union state. We need to move forward. I can tell you I don't remember what day it was now, either Monday or Tuesday, we had an oversight committee for the union state. Meeting went really well. Basically, some information from Denise was submitted to the oversight committee. There was a lot of good questions in there. One of them was, like right now I'm building the LRO and I have the file server and stuff. I'm helping the state in several ways. One of the questions is what if something happened to me, what is all everybody here going to do? That's a good question. What should we do about something like that? If something happened to me, you know, if I got in a car accident or whatever and I couldn't help, what is everybody else going to do to help finish or do what we need to do? You know what I'm saying? So it was a good question. So we look through these things that people put in, and we look at them as not the person that put them in, but what they said. The whole point of oversight is to take and decipher what was said and see if those are viable things that would hurt or not hurt the assembly, right? And then bring back a report. So they're going to bring back a report on each one of those items that was in that. I'm going to stop sharing here so you guys can actually see each other and whatever. There's any kind of information. What's going to happen is when we go live as a government, whatever, and there's going to be people that are going to actually submit things to us, and oversight's going to need to go through them and see, is there something to what they're saying, right? Because oversight doesn't look at people. They look at processes of stuff we do, like our committees. Is a committee doing the right thing? And that's one of the things I want the oversight to go through, is when we did the voting for the oversight and the vetting, or the voting committee, whatever, is to go through it and to make sure that it was done right. You know, anything that they think could have been done better, anything that they felt was shouldn't have been done, is to write a report about it. And then we bring it back to the assembly and let you guys decide, do we really want to do something about what they found, right? And it's up to everybody in here. You guys are the government. You guys are the ones that have all the control of what we do and where we go, right? And the deal is we need to take all of this information that we get seriously, you know, because when we go live, this is going to be like, we're probably going to get more stuff like that than we think of. You know what I'm saying? And we got to get trained in ourselves to do this and to learn how to process this information and how to give it back to the assembly so all of us can make a decision on, is assembly doing the right things? Do we need to come up with some kind of guideline or some kind of, you know, something to guide us on how we should do things? You know what I'm saying? Or how we could do it better, or whatever, right? So that is the ideal for oversight. And then in through the deal with oversight, let me back up here and see if I can get that. There was a deal that... maybe it was last month. This one here. Okay, I'm going to share my screen again so you can see this one. And if you guys were in last week's meeting, if you guys can see my screen, you'll notice that this was the one about the oversight committee. Well, if you look in the Oversight Committee, this deal here, you'll see there's a role of the Ombudsman. And what the Ombudsman's for in the Oversight Committee is they oversee the Oversight Committee to make sure that they're not going after a person or a man or woman, okay? We don't want to use person. Anyway, going after a man or woman, and then the Ombudsman then would, you know, mediate what is done there and make sure that we're not attacking our own members or somebody that it's actually doing, but we're actually looking at actual information, right? So we need an Ombudsman to actually even do that, fill that role to help the Oversight Committee make sure that the Oversight Committee is looking at stuff the right way, right? So each one of these committees that we build, there's reasons we're doing them. You know, like we have the Sheriff's Committee, which is Keith is leading that one. Nadler is our coroner, which is he's running that committee. You know what I'm saying? So anything of any of those committees that we have up and running, you know, or doing, we have, you know, Aaron Lucy, which does the recording secretaries, that committee. And he's doing a good job on that and running it and training people and doing what they're doing. You know, when these committees get up and running, as a coordinator, we're supposed to back off because we're not the ones that controls what the committee does. All we do is help them get started, help them work on what they need to work on. If they have any information, I'll get the answers for them. But they're the ones supposed to be running the committees. It's you guys. You're the government. It's you, each and every one of you, that pitches in and does different things. You know, like Michelle, she's banking and treasurer. So she runs that committee, and she does whatever it is that they need to do in that. I don't get involved with it because, again, it's not the coordinator's job to, you know, we're not a CEO or a president or anything else. We're just one that helps with whatever information you need to run whatever committee you're doing. So that's where we got to get back to, and we need to actually start seriously looking at where we're at as a state, a union state, and a county, you know, every county, not just Clark County, the counties, you know, where do we need to go to actually get this government up and running? You know, because there's going to be a time here probably really short, you know, if you live and listen to anything that Trump is whatever, he's, you know, the government's shut down right now. All of this is heading to a collapse in that government. When it does, that means we have to stand up and be a government. And are we ready? I don't think so. So whatever it is that we need to do to get prepared, that's what I'm working on, okay? I'm working on the process of making sure that we'll be ready to run a government. With that said, right now, I'm going to open up the floor. I want each one of you to, you know, say what you think or why you're here or whatever. I mean, it's like I said, this is your guys' government. I work for the Federation. You know, as a coordinator, that's a Federation job, and we're here just to help everybody in the Nevada to actually run their government and give them the information they need to do that. That's why we're here. So anyway, if anybody wants to talk, I'll stop for a little bit here. Go ahead. Nobody has any information or something they want to say about why we're here?
May I?
Go ahead.
Sorry, it's just, I come back to why Craig and I, and you know, joined, and actually, you know, what you said earlier, we didn't join, there was no, you know, sparkling eyes for money and a payout or anything like that. We just were sick about the way the government was being run and all the evil and just the things going on. That I'm here because I want to support you as our coordinator. I want to support the other members and just build. We need to build our four pillars and get things going. I yield.
Yeah, Michelle, when you were talking about that, I remember a lot of meetings with Craig sitting in the front of the meetings. and telling everybody how free he felt. And excuse me, how building this government, whatever, made him feel more safer and more closer to everybody. That's what we need. We need to go back there.
That's how he felt. He loved what we were doing. He loved teaching and helping people. And it's true. That's something that we both had just told people, that we feel more free than we've ever felt in our lives. We just want everybody to have that feeling. And yeah, Rocky, I know we missed him.
Yeah, we can all have our opinions, but in my opinion, our brother Craig gave his life for this cause because of he had somewhat of a heart condition or things going on there, but I think the attacks that he was under continuously were in regards to his moving us forward and being such a lighthouse for so many people, you know. And we love Craig, and we love you, Rocky, for your continued efforts, brother. And I'm not sure if you realize this, but you have a lot of people that loved Craig, loved Michelle, and know your hearts, how pure they are in this regard. And we support you. I'll support you all the way to the end, brother. And you know, your sheriff is here for you. So we love you guys. You keep it up, Rocky. And we do this also in Brother Craig Schmidt's memory, because if you all can remember Craig and your interactions with him and what a sweetheart he was, our Pastor Craig, and how much he loved us and how the time that he took for us was incredible. And so, Rocky, we're so grateful you've taken the lead on continuing to move us forward. And again, Michelle, 100% the freedom from, you know, from the government oversight that immediately, you know, when you get out of bed in the morning, if you haven't changed your political status, you're just at, you know, there's no, hold on. My wife is actually grinding something up in the sink at the same time. Anyway, we love you guys, so I yield.
Thank you, Craig. I mean, Keith, I'm thinking of Craig. Thank you, Keith. Anybody else want to say something?
This is Brian Borkhardt. I have a clarification question. Does the Oversight Committee, do they exercise oversight over all the other committees, so the Juro Committee, the Vetting Committee, et cetera?
Yeah, the Oversight Committee is oversight of everything that we do in the Assembly. So,
so
any committees.
Okay. And then the Ombudsman, then, he's involved with making sure that information is what's focused on and not persons for all those different committees.
Right. They're making sure that the Oversight Committee is not overstepping their bounds and coming after a man or woman, that they are actually there to help build our Assemblies.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else? Yeah, you know, the thing is the more, when we started this, even when I started in 2021, I knew nothing. Everyone that's here probably knows a little bit because you've been here a while, you know, from me looking at your names and the people that are in the meeting. You know, you've been here for a little while, you probably know a little about it, but we still need to keep researching and keep reading and learning. You know, Anna has all kinds of good articles that come out all the time. You know, if you go to Anna Vard Wright's website and just go to the bottom on the articles and see what's new. She's always trying to teach us something. You know what I'm saying? And there's always something to learn. You know, for the fact that we haven't done this in for long, you know, hundreds of years. So even Anna makes, I don't say she makes mistakes, but she sees things at one time and she teaches us that. And then later on, she'll realize that, no, we need to change that. because we need to do it a different way. And then she'll come out with a new article to correct that or to lead us in the right directions. Jennifer, you want to say something?
Yeah, I just wanted to just let you know, Rocky, that I really appreciate you stepping up and taking over this the role of the coordinator. It's not easy. I mean, I watched my dad love what he did. And like my mom said, they were so happy. And I've never seen my dad so happy in his life, but he fought so hard for this assembly. And I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart that you stepped up and you're doing your best. And for me, I understand, and I'm sure a lot of people here too, we understand that you make mistakes. We all do. But we're understanding people, you know. And I just want to let you know that you are appreciated a lot. So thank you. I yield.
I appreciate it, Jennifer. Thank you. You know, thank everyone that's here. I appreciate every one of you that's here, you know, because there's no way I can build an assembly by myself. We need each and every one of you. We need you guys to stand up and help and get involved. You know, that's how we're going to get this done, is we need each other, everybody. Everyone has a role in this at some point. You know, and if there's training or whatever, we're trying to come up with different documentation to you know, like tomorrow's working on that, which is the other coordinator. She had to work. You know, again, she's another core coordinator that can't be here, you know, in a meeting, and because, you know, life got in the way. And that's one of my sayings is, you know, is life always gets in the way. And it does, because if we did have money, we did have the things we need, then we would be doing the things we'd love to do, not the things that we have to do. And I understand each one of you that can't be here, and that's the reason why I was trying to create this voting system, which I am. And again, you know, having to do things like this has taken me away from building the LRO, building the voting system, right? My time is limited. And the more I have to deal with other stuff, you know, it just takes me away from things I really want to do. I want to get that LRO done, and I want to get the voting thing done. I want to get the assembly up and running, you know. But again, there's life gets in the way with everything that we do. And go ahead.
Okay, so I think that whatever they're doing against you, it should just be ignored, like Keith said. If they don't want to bring something to your attention that you did wrong and you don't know you did it wrong until you find out that you did it wrong, that's fine with me. I see you, that you put your whole heart into this, that you want to do the best you can, and you're not, nobody is infallible. And we talked about this the last meeting, that we all need to have the biggest, kindest hearts. Those are the people that are being called to do this at this time. And so I don't see a problem with you at all. In fact, you're over and above the average person in that category. So I think that we need to just let them be nasty. And then when somebody else notices that their group is not moving forward, maybe somebody else can do something. But focus on what we're doing. And, I mean, I'm sorry that I can't do more, but I just can't. I'm to the point where I just can't. I just have to do what I can do just to survive right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting groceries on loans. I mean, I only have me. There's no one here that's going to take me in if I can't work. So I'm not going to take on more duties and be under more stress to try to do things correctly for people that I really care about. I'd rather just wait until I do get the money. And I have a friend that's working on getting her money. If she gets it a different way, then I'll go that route. But then I will help you guys. And that's my word that I will, but I can't. I have to do what I need to do for myself, because if I burn myself out, there's no one coming over here to pay my bills. I need tires on my car again. I drive it every single day. So I just hope you all understand that, because I'm just not going to bite off more than I can chew. It's not going to be good for me mentally or physically.
Caroline, that's a fine example of what I'm saying, that life gets in the way. There's things that we have to do to survive. You know, we have kids, we have houses, we have food we got to eat. You know, there's things that has to happen. And, you know, like I say, life gets in the way a lot of times for things that we want to do. We all would love to help build this assembly and get it going, but if our lives and where we're at doesn't allow you to do that, then maybe help in other ways is being here, you know, supporting everybody. That's a good start, you know what I'm saying? Michelle's got her hand up. Michelle, do you want to say something?
I do. I want to say something to Carolyn that, you know, she's voiced her concerns, and she is, every time I've seen her, and she, you know, she seems so apologetic that she can't help more. Carolyn, I want you to know that your love and support and just lifting people up and being there to talk to, and I know Jennifer will agree, that you are doing a big part. And I just want to thank you for that. I yield.
Thank you.
That's exactly what I just said, is that, you know, we're here for each other. And just being there for each other is enough. You know, but, you know, on top of that, the ones that can help are the ones that have the time that can help. We need to build assembly, and that's why we're here. You know, we're here for each and every one of us, and to build a government so we can protect each and every one of us. Does anybody else want to say something?
Caroline, bless your heart. We're here for you, sweetheart. Get them dang tires, man.
Okay. Unless somebody else has anything else to go, I mean, I changed this meeting for this, and I don't want to drag it on more than it is, because our next meeting is going to be about actually standing up some committees, moving forward on certain things where I'm not going to entertain any of this other stuff. Like Anna said, is that when this stuff comes up, we need to just turn our heads and walk away and do what it is that we're doing, right? And that's what we're going to do here in Nevada. You know, the people that want to help me do whatever I can do to get things going. But the thing is we got to support Sue and them up there, because we're not getting this state up and running, and else they're doing what they need. And if they need help, and somebody can help them in whatever position that, you know, in the pillars that they're working on, we need to help them. Because, again, you know, we need the whole state to stand up, just not a county or, you know, the union state, which is all the counties. But, again, we got to get all the counties involved. And that's part of the reason I started working on the union state, is to see if we can get the other counties involved and get their pillars up and running, you know, and get their, you know, general assembly running and their sheriffs on board and that kind of stuff. I mean, there's so much to do that we're wasting too much time on all this other stuff. So anyways, and else somebody has questions or something that we want to bring up, you know, I'm pretty much done on the agenda on what I was wanting to talk about. But again, I'm going to try my best to not have to do this again. This is not what we should be talking about. I would like to hear from Aaron if he'd like to say something.
Hey, Rocky. Sorry, brother. I just had some friends over helping him with some legal stuff, so I was in and out. But, bro, we just got to do what we need to do. The important thing is where we're going and just trying to support each other and doing what we need to do and supporting you because, you know, your heart's in the right place. So I think that's something we can all be inspired by. And so you're leading by example, and we got you, brother. We're here for you. And that's me.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah, Rocky, we're continuing to grow as well. I just brought someone to Aaron, too, that's 100% wanting to get on board and change the political status. We are growing, folks. Keep your head up, and let's keep moving forward. Thank you for all your efforts, all of you. I yield.
That's another prime example of what we can do, is if we can't help in other ways, just try to get more people in the assembly so that we do have people that could demand a committee or, you know, help in different ways in the committee, because they may have talents that we could use, you know what I'm saying? Talking to whoever you can to get them in board, you know, get them to get their feet back on the land where they need to be instead of in that other government. Does anybody else want to say something?
Rocky, may I?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I know I seem dense sometimes, and I've read things probably 100 times, but I'm trying to get it straight in my head. The ombudsman, is that a single person, or is that a committee as well?
It is a committee, but we can work with one person. Because ombudsman, when we get our courts up and running, we need our ombudsman committee, because you got to think about it. Say we have 10 people that have some kind of issues. Well, is one person going to be able to handle 10 other people and all the things they're doing? So it is a committee, and we need to fill it just like a committee, and we need to get as many people involved as, you know, to try to, you know, keep the peace, basically, is what they do, and to make sure that the people that are on the land are not getting attacked or getting abused or trespassed on or any of that kind of thing.
Okay. Thank you. I just had to clarify that in my head. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Any more questions? Well, if we don't have any other questions, whatever, I would suggest we adjourn if anybody wants to do that, or you want to talk about something else? Do I hear
a motion? I make a motion that we adjourn.
Do we? Somebody second it?
I second it.
Okay. All eyes say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Anybody no? Say no's. Any abstains? Okay, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming. I appreciate your time, and I hope you can help as any way you can.
Thanks, Rocky.
Thank you, Rocky.
Bye, thank you, Rocky.
Bye, guys.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.